This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The Nobel Prize for Medicine went to two U.S. scientists who helped develop the COVID-19 vaccines.
To Kathleen Carrico and Drew Weissman for their discoveries concerning nucleoside base modifications.
Richard Sandberg, a member of the Nobel Assembly, said together they saved millions of lives and enabled society to open up again. Former U.S. President Donald Trump back in court Monday in a civil trial. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker says could take away his New York holdings.
With control over some of his most prized real estate holdings in jeopardy, Donald Trump wrote on his Truth social media, "I'm going to court to fight for my name and reputation." It's a rare voluntary appearance for the start of a civil trial in a lawsuit that has already resulted in a judge ruling Trump committed fraud in his business dealings. The former president lashed out at New York Attorney General Letitia James, who is suing him, and Judge Arthur Engoron, who is presiding over the non-jury bench trial. In his post, the former president said this whole case is a sham. Dozens of potential witnesses are listed, including his eldest sons, Trump Organization executives, and even former lawyer turned foe Michael Cohen. Outside the courthouse in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Niger has accepted Algeria's offer of mediation to help resolve its political crisis. Algerian state TV reported on Monday, Algeria, which shares a border with Niger, has proposed an initiative involving a six-month transition period in Niger, led by a civilian. Members of Niger's presidential guard seized power in July, ousting the elected president. This is VOA News. Armenia on Monday accused Azerbaijani forces of opening fire in a border region following Baku's takeover of Nagorno-Karabakh. Armenia's defense ministry said that armed units of Azerbaijan targeted a vehicle carrying food for the personnel of Armenian combat outposts in the vicinity of Kut, a village in eastern Armenia. Azerbaijan's defense ministry in a statement rejected the claim. The number of Serbian troops deployed near the border with Kosovo is back to normal, according to the Serbian army chief on Monday. On Friday, the United States called on Serbia to pull its forces back from the border with Kosovo after detecting what it called an unprecedented Serbian military buildup. The UAE is holding a key annual oil and gas conference. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma says on Monday, they heard from the lead of the upcoming COP28 climate change conference.
The Emirati president-designate of the upcoming UN COP28 climate talks has called on oil and gas companies to be central to the solution to fighting climate change, even as the industry boosts its production to enjoy rising energy prices. The call on Monday by Sultan Al-Jaber highlights the gap between climate activists suspicious of his industry ties and his calls to drastically slash the world's emissions by nearly half in 7 years to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius, or about 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit, compared with pre-industrial times. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said on Monday it was upgrading and expanding its investigation into 700,000 Ford Motor Sport utility vehicles and trucks over catastrophic engine failures tied to a faulty valve. The agency says under normal driving conditions, vehicles without warning may experience a loss of power due to the engine failure. In its 2.7-liter and 3-liter EcoBoost engines, the investigation covers 2021 and 2022 model year Ford Bronco, Edge, Explorer, and F-150, and Lincoln Aviator and Nautilus vehicles. Pope Francis will open this week a global gathering of Catholic bishops and lay people to discuss the future of the church, a meeting where women, their voices, and their votes will take center stage for the first time. Francis earlier this year agreed to let women and lay people vote alongside bishops at the synod, putting the laity and hierarchy on equal ground. In Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.